Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely, they are partying in the streets in the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina. And you know why? The Red Rifle showed up and saved the day. You said he was too old, Jeffrey. Well, but he was the first guy in the NFL to throw for 300 yards and three TDs. And the Panthers kicked whose ass? Whose?
You tell
me. The Raiders. In Las Vegas. With the Red Rifle at the helm. Oh, my goodness gracious.
The most ridiculous thing ever is we're starting the show off with you in utter excitement about the Carolina Panthers and Andy Dalton. I'm stunned by this, Eddie. I'm stunned.
Hey, you need to read his stats, man. Andy is cool, man. The Red Rifle from TCU. And oh, by the way, Katy, Texas. He from Katy, Texas.
I have.
Can you talk about Katy, Texas? Let me give me a shout out to Dave, my buddy, the GM at Rupor in Katy, Texas. I can't wait to get back and get me a dozen of those char grilled oysters Rockefeller, my friend. I can't wait.
I have nothing against Andy Dalton. I have nothing against
him.
I don't
like him.
Well, I don't. And I don't have anything against
Texas
the Carolina Panthers.
TCU.
I can't imagine. Listen, Geno Smith and Andy Dalton can't happen 2 years in a row. There's no room for this to happen again in the NFL.
It's gonna happen.
All right, hey, we're running out of time already. We've got a whole show ahead of us, and we're going crazy right out of the gate. So we're going to talk about the NFL today. We're going to get into college football, Major League Baseball. You're going to get a Jabroni of the Week. Not a huge surprise Jabroni of the Week. And then we'll get into some NASCAR. So it's going to be a great show, Eddie. It's exciting already. I mean, if you would have told me that within the first 3 minutes of this show, I'd already be ready to lose my mind, I wouldn't have believed you, but here we are. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Now that the storm has passed, count on Lowe's for help with cleanup and repair. We want to make sure you have everything to begin the path to recovery. Count on necessities like roofing, lumber, and electrical in the quantities you need. We're here for your community. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to find out about relief efforts in your area or get emergency supplies now.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off. I'm Jeff Taylor with continental lover Eddie Mansfield. And man, I got to tell you what, I loved that first 3 minutes of the show, Eddie. Usually that's just a setup for where we're going to go in the show.
There's, yeah, but when you got the continental lover sitting out across from you, buddy, you know
there's no action in the first 3 minutes is pretty much the go-to, and bam, right out of the gate, Eddie, a proud Charlotte-born Carolina fan all of the sudden.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, Charlotte and the NFL has never seen a turnaround with a team like Andy Dalton brought to the Carolina Panthers. I mean, they still are not over it. I mean, you would swear to God that the Carolina Panthers won the Super Bowl. That's how damn important that win was, believe me.
If you want to feel as good as a Carolina Panthers fan, then go to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, it's functional, and it has timeless style.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Just remember this. All you millions of Mouthing Off listeners, Panthers 36, Raiders 22. Forget that.
I'm never going to forget this, Eddie. You have made it absolutely impossible for me to ever forget this. It's going to be always there in the back of my mind. That day that I did a show with the Continental Lover and he was praising the savior of the Carolina Panthers, the one and only undisputed champion of quarterbacking,
the
Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. Dalton, he's a formidable quarterback if you're other option is Bryce Young at this point. Bryce Young, the book's not written on him yet. Is he going to be able to come in and make a difference for the Carolina Panthers in the future? Possibly.
No.
You never know.
No, they just go ahead and need to trade him. Let me tell you something. The kid, when you talk about Bryce Young, and let's be fair. The Carolina Panthers organization sucks.
Yes.
The only reason they won is because Andy Dalton's that damn good. That's the only damn reason. And when you look at Bryce Young, forget about him. They mishandled him. They should have never drafted him. He needs to be somewhere else. And if you can get a fifth round, fourth round, third round trade his ass now. Because if you put him back in, he's not going to do anything.
Here's the thing.
He just can't do it. I'm just telling you. He's the wrong person with the wrong team.
Yes. I've said that before, that nobody can come in and make the Carolina Panthers a championship quality team in it, the form that it is now. And you have in the notes here, there's instability in the front offices. There's been three changes. It makes it difficult for players. They are.
Well, how in the hell can you bring, you know, we talked about Bryce Young. And everybody has talked about Bryce Young, but let's be fair to the guy. Three head coaches in 1 year. How in the hell can a guy coming out of college learn three different playbooks in the NFL? I mean, the speed of the game's different. I don't care if you come out of the SEC or not. It's just different.
It really is. I don't think that it's fair to expect a rookie to be able to go out there and execute a playbook in their first season. We've gotten to the point where they draft these kids number one overall to teams that were bad enough to get the number one overall pick trade up for the number one overall pick. So they bring these kids in and a lot of them turn out to be flops, and we never get that. We never get the look back on if they'd sat on the bench like Jordan Love did behind Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
If they'd had that few years to mature without getting thrown to the wolves, getting injured because you're getting sacked all the time, or you're running for your life, or you're making bad decisions and taking headshots you shouldn't take. There are a lot of books that were written because of the fact that these guys, honestly, if it were up to me, I would give the best team in the league the first pick every year, because if you look back on it, these teams would still get quarterbacks. They'd still get these guys, because let's look at the best team in the league. A lot of the last couple decades was the.
Well, let's play when you're saying what you're saying, Jeff. Let's look at Sam Darnold.
Yes.
Prime example of being drafted number one.
Yeah.
And what did they – he went to a bunch of suck-ass teams, and now he finally landed with the Minnesota Vikings with a coach and an offensive coordinator that builds around his strengths, not his weaknesses.
In the case of Sam Darnold, he was drafted by the Jets. They seemed to not be able to put anything together there at quarterback. They had to bring in a guy who
Aaron Rodgers,
a no fail option to play quarterback there, because for some reason, for decades, they haven't been able to figure it out at quarterback with the New York Jets. And then he gets traded away to a team that already had a quarterback, so he wasn't going to get a shot there. And then he lands somewhere, and not only does that team have arguably top five best defenses in the league, but a team that was already ready made for a quarterback to come in and play. The Minnesota Vikings are the fact that Kirk Cousins is gone from that team is stunning to me, because they were on the verge with him. So yeah, you get a guy like Sam Darnold, who may be a step up from Kirk Cousins. He's younger. He's got
a shotgun, that's for sure. He can throw a ball easy 70 yards smoking rope.
Kirk Cousins was the 14th overall pick in the draft. Darnold was the first. So you're right. It's a great example of a guy who was drafted, thrown to the wolves on a bad team that got the number one pick and given up on. And that team kept picking quarterbacks number one overall. And I really wish that we could do something about these great young quarterbacks going to teams where they're going to get injured.
Go to the wilderness of non-talent, because you're with people instead of, you know, really showing how good they really are, Jeff.
Yeah.
They make them go into a whole system that's no good for them. I mean, it kills them as a talent, you know, and as a great quarterback, they kill them. I mean, instead of saying, okay, look what Minnesota's done with Sam Darnold. Minnesota smoked the Houston Texans ass 34-7.
They have a dominant Brian Flores is running a dominant defense in Minnesota. Vikings fans have something to be.
Sam Darnold put up 34 unanswered points against the Texans.
That's because the defense did not allow CJ Stroud to do anything against them. And so when you have the ball the whole game, you're going to score some points. I'm not taking any way or thing away from Sam Darnold. What I'm telling you is that Sam Darnold is a good enough quarterback to throw a ball to Justin Jefferson, and their defense is good enough to shut down a team that is very offense-centric. And a lot of people thought we're going to be contenders this year because CJ Stroud looked so good last year. Maybe he's in a little bit of a sophomore slump.
Yeah, but you know something? This is the third game. Everybody's panicking. God, they play 17 damn games, for God's sake. This is the third game. You can't write anybody off.
No.
You know, I don't care. Cincinnati's 0-3, and they're liable to go 0-4 in Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, and hey, it's not Joe's fault. It's the defense. Sucks. I mean, he puts up three TDs and throws for over 300 yards and loses a game. How do you lose a game like that?
Because the other team was better offensively than the Bengals. I still think that Joe Burrow is getting his wheels back underneath him. He missed a lot of last season, and I think he's still getting hit back in the groove. I think that team's going to be fine. If you ask me, an 0-3 team right now that nobody should be panicking about, it's the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't worry, in Cincinnati, everything's going to be fine there. He should have been able to dominate Washington because they have a terrible secondary. That's the weakness in Washington. But Jaden Daniels looked like an all-pro MVP type quarterback. And
you know whose wheels have come off, Jeff?
Whose?
And they need to replace the quarterback. And that's in Jacksonville with the Jaguars. They're 0-3. They look like a friggin' joke.
Well, they are a joke, Eddie. This is the thing. They drafted one of the guys who they were like, this is going to be the next guy in the NFL. And the Jacksonville Jaguars draft him number one overall, and they throw him right in, and he's beat up. He's sacked all the time. He loses his confidence. He's probably hurt. There's so many things going wrong in Jacksonville. I don't think that Mac Jones is the savior for Jacksonville. I'd like to see.
Yeah, but let me tell you, he's got enough. He was drafted by Belichick. He's got to have talent. He comes out of Alabama, and he's one of the best quarterbacks to come out of Alabama, and he's a Jacksonville boy. He's a hometown guy.
Well, he wasn't as good as Bryce Young at Alabama.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, I could have thrown to the Waddle and all them guys. Bryce Young was throwing two plays. I mean, don't even go there with me.
I went there.
It's like, hey, let me tell you something. Mac Jones can play a hell of a lot better than Trevor Lawrence is playing.
I don't know. You might be right. There is something wrong in Trevor Lawrence land. I don't know if it's because the Jaguars are not good. I don't know if it's because Trevor Lawrence is not good.
You got that dumbass Tony Khan trying to tell people how to play football. What the hell is he out there telling Peterson about anything?
I don't know. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156.
800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Without a doubt. You know, we were talking about Trevor Lawrence. I mean, they need to get... If I was him and I was his agent, I'd have my ass out of Jacksonville real soon.
We were GMing in the break and trying to decide where, if Mac Jones comes in and plays well for the Jacksonville Jaguars in Trevor Lawrence's stead, and for some reason the Jaguars decide to move on from Trevor Lawrence. I said, wouldn't it be funny if he went to the New England Patriots? Eddie believes that Drake May is the answer in New England. Yeah. So we were discussing where else he could go. Miami could look to trade for him. Yeah, the Giants could really use a quarterback. I mean, I don't know. Would the Giants be a better situation than Jacksonville, though? I feel like it would be a 50-50 trade.
Well, he'd make more money.
he'd make more money, be a bigger
Madison
star.
Madison Avenue, brother. I mean, it's like, hey, I look at it this. You know, you only got so many years, and you better use them and milk the son of a gun. You know, another one, it would be a great place to go and back up Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, there's going to have to be someone to take over for Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers goes. And that is a compelling argument, Eddie. That would be really a neat thing, especially for Aaron Rodgers, who knows that his time is limited with the New York Jets. He was upset with how the Green Bay Packers moved on from him, but it would be nice for him personally if he could have a guy like Trevor Lawrence come in and back him up in New York, give him the experience sitting on the bench, show him what's up. A lot of people are saying there that Aaron Rodgers is a great coach for a quarterback. He's telling him stuff on the sidelines, he's coaching him up, and the experience in New York's been very good. What a great thing for him. And I bet you that Brett Favre, who, by the way, I want to say this real quick since it came up, Brett Favre, unfortunately today, it was announced that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Brett Favre. I'm really sad to hear that. I hope the best for him. I know there's a lot of research going into that disease, but it's one they can't seem to get their hands around. And may God be with Brett Favre and his family during this time. And I hope for the best for Brett. He's such a fun quarterback and one of my favorite stories ever is. I used to have the privilege of going to Falcons training camp, and he came in and the preseason and was throwing bombs and played awesome in a preseason game. And we went to the Falcons training camp afterward, and I asked him for his autograph, and he told me that he was one of the assistant coaches. And I said, no, you're the quarterback that played last night. And so he signed my little Falcons pennant. So I have Brett Favre's signature on a Falcons pennant. He didn't make it out of the preseason with the Falcons that year. I'm pretty sure they traded him to the Green Bay Packers during that preseason.
Yeah, you know who traded him? That dumbass Jerry Glanville.
Glanville, yeah, that's who was the coach there. I was Chris Chandelier the quarterback in Atlanta at that time?
No, it was Bukowski or something like that.
I feel like it was Chris Chandelier, but anyway,
oh, Jesus.
It worked out.
I've never heard of Art Chandelier.
Yeah, it's Chris Chandler
with the Falcons.
Yeah, Chris Chandler. They called him Chandelier because of the name.
Could've
and the
been,
fact it, he was always hurt.
Chris Chandler, I know.
Yeah,
that could have, you know, that could have been, but
they called him Favre. They called him that because he was easy
you
to
like
break.
To go to your grave knowing you traded Brett Favre away. I mean, God, what a dumbass Jerry Glanville was.
Yeah,
he thought he was a country music superstar.
Well, I'll tell you this. Know? At the Falcon Inn where the Falcons training camp was, you walked into the hotel there, the facility there, and there was a like huge mosaic of Jerry Glanville on his motorcycle with his black cowboy hat on. I was like, what is this? The Jerry Glanville Club?
Yeah, he thought it was Elvis.
He was very nice to me though, so I don't want to say anything negative about Jerry Glanville. He was very appreciative of me when I showed up.
I've been nice to you forever.
And I don't say anything negative about you either, Eddie.
No problem talking about me.
I don't say anything negative about you.
Kiss your ass for trading Brett Favre. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he a lot more mistakes than that.
Well,
but
he's dead now, so it don't matter.
Oh, that's too bad. I didn't know that. Yeah. Anyway, listen, for 5 minutes into this segment, and all I've got to say is that once again, I am rocking my O Dark 30 boots, which have become my favorite footwear. And I've not only now do I wear them with my jean shorts cut off, but I've taken to walking around the house in a robe with my I'm wearing a robe, a wife beater, and my O Dark 30 boots. I look like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation.
Hanging out at the Parliament House down in Orlando.
It's ridiculous, Eddie. These boots are so comfortable. I feel like they're slippers. I'm wearing them around the house like they're slippers. People are making fun of me. I go out to get my newspaper at the end of my driveway. The neighbors look out at me. And I'm being judged by all my neighbors, but I couldn't care less because I feel like I'm walking on clouds in my O Dark 30 boots. And the crazy thing, Eddie, is that these things are comfortable, like they have some form of orthopedic function. But these boots, I could go hiking, I could go hunting, I could go
motorcycle ride
anywhere with these things on. They're fantastic. So go to odark30.com and check them out. You've got to get yourself a pair of these boots. They're fantastic. We're going to get into Major League Baseball here in the
you know what's fantastic, Jeff? Ohtani. 50-50 guy. 50-50, brother.
Shohei Ohtani is
the best in the business.
It's tough to bet against him.
Oh, you can't.
No,
he'll bet with you too. I mean, that's what I like about him.
It's not too much of a gamble to say that he will win the NL MVP this year. He joined the 50-50 club. Unbelievable. Not to mention that he hit three jacks and had 10 RBIs in the game when he got the 50-50. Unbelievable.
I was reading the stats and I went to say, who in the hell has a night like this? You're talking about putting pitchers in the minor leagues again. He's the guy that will put your ass right back in the minors.
He's so good.
You'll be right on a quick train to Double A.
He's so good that in the game where he hits 50-50, it's the third thing you talk about in that game. He's like, I hit three home runs, 10 RBIs, and I joined the 50-50 club, of which, by the way, I am the only member. He's in a league of his own.
He's got 55 home runs right now. Can you imagine that?
I mean, he's very, very good. What's crazy, Eddie, is that he could put this kind of performance up next year and could potentially win a Cy Young. It's insane.
You know what's really, really insane? There's never been another ball player like him since Babe Ruth.
Yes.
That could actually pitch and hit home runs like he did. Now, Babe Ruth
is not stealing many bases.
If he ever stole a base, the only base he stole was probably one he just picked up on
and
the way
ran off
around
with
the base. You know what I mean? But anyway, it's like, but when you look at him, I mean, that guy's a threat. Not only can he can pitch nine innings and beat you.
Yeah.
He can hit the winning home run to win the game for himself.
Yeah.
And he can steal the game. I mean, he can steal home plate and beat you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other ball player like him going in the business. Period.
No, it's incredible that they should just get rid of this AL-NL thing and just make him the MVP of Major League Baseball this year.
No, because you know what? I want to be able to talk about Aaron Judd and say,
Listen, Eddie, I've got to correct you. I've got to correct you on this because I've let it go so many times before. Winona is not his mother. His name is Aaron Judge.
Well, I call him Judd.
All right. You know? I'm going to let it go. I've said my piece now.
I'm going to call him Aaron Judd to the day I die.
All right, fine. Cool. Just wanted to put it out there.
I don't like to call him Judge.
All right. He's putting up a good case for AL MVP, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. He'll hit more home runs. He'll hit 70 home runs.
I wish that he would hit 80 because I would really love for someone other than Barry Bonds to be the home run leader. I'd like to erase Barry Bonds.
He is a home run leader. He broke Roger Maris. I mean, I don't. Did Barry Bonds break Roger Maris?
No. Mark McGwire broke Roger Maris's record, and then Barry Bonds smacked. Yeah, remember when Sosa and McGwire were going head to head, and both of them ended up with more home runs than Roger Maris? But Mark McGwire ended up with, was it 55? I think is what he had, and Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds, I think, is it 72 is the record now? Yeah, it's insane. Well, I can't remember what the record is. I'm sad that I can't remember that record.
Yeah, but Judge doesn't, he don't need no steroids, brother.
This is what I'm saying is that.
He could just hit it out of the ballpark, man. Mickey Mantle used to. Only thing Mickey needed was a shot of damn vodka. He'd be good to go.
The difference between Barry Bonds and Aaron Judge outside of the alleged steroid use is that Aaron Judge could also play power forward for the New York Knicks, and he's out there swinging a baseball bat. The kid's a monster. This is a thing, though, because James Wood III has now come into Major League Baseball. He's the size of Aaron Judge as well. He's still thin. He's still like Aaron was in his first few seasons. But we may be entering the period of, you know,
land of the giants,
6'8" baseball players just being a thing.
You know, one of the first 6'8" guys was Frank Howard.
Yeah.
From your Washington Senators.
Yeah.
That guy could hit it out of the ballpark. And another big guy was Harmon Killebrew.
Were they in the league at the same time? I mean, it's crazy that there's two of them right now.
Both of them were the American League with the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins.
That's incredible. Yeah, we're coming down the stretch in baseball. It's exciting. There's a lot to talk about. I was discussing the fact that I wanted to be Baltimore and the Phillies because I think we could set up our broadcast in the middle and never have to leave. But we're running out of time here.
We're
going to
get some good blue crab for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited wherever we go. Hey, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo! GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Yes, mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, absolutely. And I hear NASCAR's coming.
NASCAR is the playoffs are in full effect. And by the way, all of you NASCAR fans, Kyle Larson dominated Bristol. He's the clear championship favorite. Prove me wrong. Kyle Larson is likely to win the championship.
You know what I really want to talk about? The hell with Kyle Larson. I want to talk about them Georgia damn Bulldogs and those Texas Longhorns.
Hey, I want to talk about that too, Eddie, because we're going to talk about number one. But before we talk about the other number one, I'm going to talk about the number one, odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and functional with timeless style.
Yeah, and number one is Georgia Bulldogs, and number two is Texas Longhorns. I just want you to know that. In the AP, them little bastards put Texas number one, Georgia number two. And you know something, you jock sniffers? Texas has got to beat somebody besides Michigan.
Georgia's got to beat somebody other than Clemson. Here's the thing, Eddie.
Oh, well, they did.
I'm going.
They beat Kentucky.
And let me tell you, they beat Kentucky by 1 point.
No joke.
They're not ranked.
Put Texas in Kentucky and let's see how good they do.
Texas would destroy. Let's discuss
this.
That's
my two favorite teams. Texas Longhorns and the Georgia Bulldogs. But to knock Georgia off number one, they got to lose.
They
don't lose, brother.
A 13-12 win over an unranked Kentucky, in my opinion, is enough for you to lose your throne.
Well, what would Dale Davis tell you? Just win, baby.
Yeah, well, just win. Well, but yeah, exactly. Unfortunately,
they won. There's no L.
That's not how college football works, though. In college football, they've got all of these analytics that they use.
University of Louisiana in Monroe. A damn team.
They beat them.
You might
them.
As well put the cheerleaders of University of Georgia out there and play.
This is Texas's schedule this year. They beat Michigan, the number 10 ranked team in the nation.
Georgia's got the toughest schedule in the business.
And they curb stomped everybody else. They have curb stomped every other team that they have played. Texas is the number one team in the nation for a reason. If Georgia wanted to keep that number, they know George, the guys at University of Georgia, all of those Bulldogs players know that Texas is right on their tail. And because they know that, when they go play Kentucky, they've got to win by more than 1 point, period. They cannot win.
Hey, this is the SEC. This is not the Big 12 that Texas has been used to playing in. And look, Texas is one of my favorite teams. Texas and the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that Georgia, I don't care if it was Texas in Georgia's place. They should stay number one until they lose.
Well,
and Texas hasn't beaten anybody to deserve the number one ranking yet.
They beat Michigan.
Let's see what happens when Georgia goes into Tuscaloosa Saturday.
This is when
and with Alabama.
This
Let's
is
see what the hell happens then.
So Alabama is not the Alabama that we're used to.
Oh, Nick's, now you're making excuses.
I'm
Get
not,
the damn violin out.
Hey,
that's Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Alabama's a badass.
Between Bear Bryant and Nick Saban, Alabama was a joke. So let's not talk about how awesome Alabama is. They got a lot of championships when guys were still wearing suits to walk around in the streets. Okay. Alabama is a good program, but they are not the Alabama that we're used to with Nick Saban roaming the sidelines. But I'm going to say this. This is the exact
fourth.
This is
the country.
Oh, I understand. Then they're ranked fourth based on their history. which is fine. It's fine. But this is the exact thing that if you're the University of Georgia, you do not want to be going into Alabama when you're the team that everybody thinks is going to be the national champion. This is the perfect upset game for an SEC matchup. And I am going to go out on a limb here. I'm on a very thin limb. Yeah. Alabama is going to beat Georgia this weekend.
Huh. You got some money you want to put with that?
I do. I'll put my entire mouthing off salary on that, Eddie.
Okay. Well, I'll take it.
All right.
And, because Georgia's going to beat them. Let me tell you something. They got a wake-up call in Kentucky.
Yes.
So Georgia's on the road 2 weeks in a row, really. And, well, they were off last week. But really, in 2 weeks, they're back-to-back on the road. Georgia has a tough schedule. They really do. And
they haven't had one yet.
They're going into Tuscaloosa and kick some Bama ass. And it's going to be Roll Tide. They're going to roll on down the street and get the hell out away from them Georgia Bulldogs. I'm telling you, Georgia's going to show up, and they're going to beat Bama by 14 points, easy.
I think it's going to be a lot closer than that. I think Alabama's going to win that game, and it's going to be an interesting ending. I feel like it's going to be one of those, like, a touchdown with 30 seconds left, and then Georgia has a chance to go down and beat them and doesn't. It's going to be one of those kind of endings, but I'm taking Alabama this weekend, Eddie. It's going to be an incredibly good college football weekend. We have multiple games with ranked teams.
Yeah, a little history for you Texas Longhorn fans and football fans. Because we have a lot of football fans that tune in to us. Arch Manning, named after his granddaddy. His granddad started his first game on the same day at Mississippi as Arch Manning started his first game as a quarterback for the University of Texas. And boy, I'm telling you, them Mannings, they just bring it. Just keep bringing history. Never bet against a Manning, I can just tell you that. It'll cost you.
So Texas hasn't been this good since the Vince Young days. It's going to be fun to watch because Arch Manning isn't a senior. Arch Manning isn't even eligible to go into the draft after this year. Arch Manning is going to be at Texas next year. This could be and I don't think Georgia is going anywhere. I'm not convinced that Alabama is going to be Alabama that we're used to, but it's not like they're going to go away.
Well, you got a new coach that came out of Washington State.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. He likes a quarterback that can throw a ball. And so I think you're going to see a different quarterback in Alabama with the head coach they have now. And that's going to make it interesting for the Southeastern Conference because you got Georgia's got a throwing quarterback. Especially Texas got a throwing quarterback, but two. And then if you get Alabama with a throwing one, and hey, don't forget two other colleges in the SEC.
Before you get there,
and the other one's Ole Miss.
Rocky Top. Rocky Top's home to me.
Man. Good K-Town, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Rocky Top. Rocky Top,
I
want to
say
Tennessee.
Hello to my buddy Tilly. The king of bartenders in Knoxville, Tennessee. He's my man.
They should just call this the SEC College Football Championship at this point. Tennessee is number 5 in the AP
I've
poll.
I've always told you that.
Ole Miss is number... Yeah, but it's legitimate now. It's... I mean, the... So
it wasn't legitimate when Eddie was telling you. Well, sing the praises of the Southeastern Conference because they're the baddest game in town. And now they all... Oklahoma had to go. They had to come in the SEC to get their ass handed to them by Tennessee. And now Texas is the SEC. Now they feel how it is that, SEC's, they're gamers in the SEC. They really are.
Texas and Oklahoma first of all, Texas belongs in the SEC.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I mean, it's a little weird because they're not East, but we've gotten away from that a lot in the past. So they belong in a conference like the SEC, and Oklahoma recruiting for the SEC, they're going to be just fine. They're going to get a lot more blue chip recruits now that they're in the SEC. It's going to be good for those schools. And
well, yeah, you know, people have bad blood just like the WWE's coming into a hot Atlanta in October with Bad Blood.
Yep.
And they have Bad Blood against the SEC, but don't, because Cody Reigns and Roman Reigns is taking on Solo and Jacob Fatu. And then you got Hell in the Cell. That's going to be a good one. That's my buddy CM Punk going against Drew McIntyre.
A rematch.
And then you got, hey, then you got your girls, WWE World Championship match, Liv Morgan, the fine-ass blonde, against that smelly-ass Rhea Ripley.
We're on a roller coaster.
You know what? They stuck that Dominic guy, Mysterio, who's a joke anyway. They put him in a cage. They call it the shark cage now. Well, we used to call them like a weasel cage. We got them all kind of different names, not a shark cage, you know. But yeah, that's, they're going to fly his little happy ass up there a little bit. So
what is it?
Good.
You have such a rocky relationship with Rhea Ripley, Eddie.
I don't even know the bitch.
One week you love her. The next week you hate her.
You know something? When somebody has talent, Eddie Mansfield salutes them.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that.
But you even said she was pretty once.
Well, yeah, without that makeup on, she's pretty. Yes, she is. But she looks like the Wicked Witch of the West on you know, could fly in on a damn broom with that makeup on she got. Believe me.
Yeah, the WWE
ass Rhea.
Here we go. See, back on the roller coaster. We were.
Hey, ask me about Liv Morgan.
I know what you think of Liv Morgan.
She's just friggin' fine, man.
Yeah,
blonde hair. Oh man.
I'm going to stop you there.
$1,000 smile.
I'm going to stop you there.
You know,
before this gets.
Come on.
There are kids that listen to this show.
She's a world champion.
Yes.
That's why a world champion looks like that. Not like that tired ass, sticky ass Rhea Ripley.
She's pretty without the makeup, and she's a worker. So we're going to give Rhea credit.
Well, she works your ass over, that's for sure. Oh, Jeffrey, you got to love this. Your boy in Jerry's world is my Jabroni of the Week. Jerry! He said, he told one girl came up to him and said, hey, Jerry, how come you didn't get King Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah, Derrick Henry. Yeah.
You know what he said? Oh, I can't afford him.
Well, he
can't afford him. He lives in Dallas. Wait a minute. He lives in Dallas. And he signed with the Ravens for $8 million a year. That's chump change to Jerry Jones. Don't tell me you can't sign Derrick. Could you imagine if he had... But see, he always wants to be right. So he went back and got that tired-ass retread son of a bitch. What's his name? Ezekiel Elliott?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a joke. I mean, the money they're paying those two guys $4 or $5 million. They could take that $5 million and put three with it and had Derrick Henry. And all he had to do was turn around and hand the down ball to Derrick Henry, and he'd plow 5 or 6 yards at the first down. And, you know, it'd been a little bit different with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, folks. The Cowboys have not made an NFC championship game since 1995. That sounds like a country song.
Ain't made an NFC championship since 1995. Eddie, I'll tell you what. If Derrick Henry could throw the football, I would say that he should have. I think Jerry Jones made the right decision signing Ezekiel Elliott. Dak Prescott's a question mark. I can't say that that was the best idea, but they're going to find out. But we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. What a show, Eddie. What a show.
Oh, what a show. What a show. What a show. Yeah, without a doubt. And Georgia is going to beat Alabama.
I won't be surprised, but I really do feel like... You made a great point when you said the wake-up call was Kentucky. Obviously, Georgia's going to understand that they've got to go out there and play their A game after almost dropping the one to Kentucky. You can lose a game early in the college season and still have hopes for making the college playoff, and it's expanded this year. So it's high. Georgia would have to fall off a cliff to not make it into the playoff.
Yeah, but you know something, if they lose that number one ranking, it's like falling off a cliff for the Georgia Bulldogs because they want to be the best, not number two, not number three. They want to be number one.
Everybody wants to be number one, Eddie.
Well, yeah. Well, they've earned it.
There are so many good teams this year, and we're still really at the point where we don't even know yet. There are teams that still haven't really faced any great challenges. There are still teams that are ranked that, like Notre Dame, terrible loss, still ranked. Yes. Will they finish out the season strong and be able to stay in the rankings, or will they lose, or will they drop another one and we'll find out they're really not that good? Are one of these
SEC? The one that they ought to fire the head coach is Florida State.
He was undefeated last season.
Hey, college football is what you've done for me lately.
Yeah. Florida State is it's a mystery to me. They really, I think, were banking on being able to get a better quarterback in the transfer portal, and Miami came and stole their guy.
They got a damn quarterback at Florida State that can't even remember the plays.
Yeah. I think they were banking on getting Cam Ward, and Cam Ward ended up going down the street, down 95 to Miami, and they left Florida State in the lurch. And they had a bunch of high draft picks last year that left, and I just don't think they had the reinforcements to come back this year. And that's a learning lesson for a coach. And if he keeps his job, that will never happen again. You can't bank on the transfer portal for a quarterback.
You know
that's
who's
too important.
Be the next coach of Florida State?
Who?
Deion Sanders.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean,
prime
he doesn't seem
time
to,
is coming back to Tallahassee.
He doesn't seem to be that good of a coach, but he's got a legacy there.
He generates pub, brother. That's what they want in Florida State. Let me tell you, Prime can get the ball players at Florida State.
Absolutely. Could recruit better at Florida State. Hey, we got to run, Eddie. Tell him goodbye.
See you next week.